Okay.
This is what I saw the first of the year, and I got this from the Kabbalah that I look into. You notice we have the Hebrew letters up here. And the Hebrew is such a deep spiritual language. It's just huge. It's like us growing. It just expands and expands, and you can't just tack one meaning to a word. It is multi-meanings. It was you that asked me to do some Hebrew. Who was it? Somebody. Oh, Ellie. Because you worked for a couple of Hebrews, right? Or Jewish people. Anyway, 2014. 14 is the number of release all through Scripture and deliverance. And 2 in the Kabbalah is Beth. The house has to do with each personal tabernacle. We all are tabernacle. We all are vital and unique in the Father's economy. I guess it was Jolene I was telling this morning. I said, this one-man show, I love what we did last night. But y'all can just cut loose any time. Help me here. You know, I like the whole body. It brings a balance. When you go to the table to eat, you don't just eat meat or veggies or lick the icing off the cake. You eat a balanced diet. So we need all of our input put as we can feel to flow. And I want to bless my ladies before I go on any further. We got left high and dry here a few months ago with no musicians. I thought, well, what do we do now? Well, Bev and Karen just stepped right in. I am not musical. I can run my mouth, but I can't carry a tune. So God sent these two ladies. They were part of us, and they just took this over, and now my daughter-in-law has joined in. So that really has been a help, because Dawn was raised in West Virginia and her parents are musicians, and she's sung all her life and played guitars and banjos and fiddles or whatever all they play. Anyway, I have to lift these two ladies up. They have supported us with an undying, unflinching love. When I might would have shut it down, I just couldn't do that. They wouldn't let me do this. And they didn't even ever say that. You know, you go through all your low places. For a while, I was like Garth. I had friends in low places. You know, so I can fellowship down there too if I have to. Okay. Anyway, we all know that we are a house. And if this message could just touch everyone we meet and ignite that heart in them that they have, you know, that's what it's about. So I have to feel, because of the timing and the year that it is, that this is the time now. We're not waiting for something else. We are that.
Yes.
Right now, in the moment. And so we need to embrace these moments. Like last night, it was just awesome and flowing. And this morning it was, you know, talk back, trimming lips, shaky legs. Don't just stand there. But that's okay. We can get through those. We've been through those moments before. So we can dig it. It's the way the Spirit moves. It doesn't move the same all the time. Of course, we like that high moving, high flying Pentecostal shouting thing, because some of us got roots there. Yeah. Anyway, so the 14 is release, Beth is house, and I do have this written on a paper, so y'all can take one home if you want the info. Zeros are always to the infinite power, because there's no end. It's like the wedding band. It's a circle forever. Okay. One, here's your one, It's the unity of body, soul, spirit in the body of Christ. His true family. His, her, it. We're learning he's a divine feminine as well as a he, but us Southern women don't know how to get there. It's always the he thing. But God's a she.
Yeah.
He's a she also. And many other things. Okay. Four is the number of our soul. The scripture teaches us this. All of you know that foundational scripture in Thessalonians that tells us we are three-party, body, soul, and spirit. However, the scripture is full of what our soul looks like. We're made up of mentalities, desires. First, in our mentality, a desire appears. And we attach a wanting it or not. Do I want this or don't I want this? And as we grow, we learn that some of the things we thought we wanted, oh my God, leave them alone. Because God gives us what you want. You speak it, you get it. Anyway, thought appears, and we're not our thoughts, you know. We really are not. We are a vessel that they're passing through. These mentalities, from the lowest to the highest, is just that. We're a vessel that they can pass through, or we can stop them and hold on to them and let them rule us, or we rule them. So we attach a desire, this fast thing. We will it to be, and now we emote it by moving through your body, the emotion. So it's we see the four always has to do with an earth, material, or the soul. But when we get to this beautiful word in the Hebrew, sword means arms or weapons, but more. So let me go on. I'm going to give you a lot of information. And then you do with it what you want to, or you can give me feedback. My meetings are never closed. I want to hear you. I want to hear what you all have to say, how you feel about it. You can even tell me you don't like it. I won't throw you out right now, later. Okay. Four is also the number of the door. It's called Dalat in the Hebrew. And it suggests a person doubled over. Remember, we talked last night so much about humility. How do you get into that holiest place of all? It's through a humility. It has nothing to do with that ego. It's such a different dude. It's two different, completely realms. Anyway, this suggests a person doubled over, carrying a heavy load. A poor and needy person. How did they get through the needle of an eye? How? That gate, remember? They had to unload everything they had with them. Lot couldn't take anything, remember? So he had to unload everything he was. He was stripped to the bone, if you know what I mean. And then you could get through that gate. So the stripping's great. Mm-hmm. When Father slaps us naked, hides our clothes, we learn how to find better garments, so to speak. Okay. Anyway, it says a poor, needy person who knocks on the door begging for alms or help me to see, to look. It also bespeaks Christ standing inside. Googie shared that so beautifully last night, so I hope we heard it. He wants out. He wants to express himself. Because each of us have a divine expression to give. Mm-hmm. On any level. We just have to find that. And that's born out of a relationship with something greater than the carnal mind or just the egotistical mind. It comes out of a living, sleeping, being, breathing what he is constantly, or she. Okay, if you look up there, you'll see the seventh Hebrew letter looks like a sword. It's a beautiful letter, but it's a paradoxical letter. It also means crown, scepter, peace, or war. It's the number of the Sabbath. It's also the number of the Shekinah, which is your divine feminine. And she's beautiful.
Yes.
That Shekinah is beautiful. So, we must learn to stand on this understanding holy ground. And I'm going to leave this. I don't know who I did this for. Somebody talked to me, but never heard. But that very week, as I was studying this, I opened up the Pistos Sophia. It means Jesus, absolutely Jesus. It don't say Christ there. It says Jesus, the Shekinah. And was he? Of course he was. He was the divine expression of the Father. Remember, he said, I don't have anywhere to put my head. Well, we know he could sleep anywhere. People loved him. But the understanding, he did not have a divine feminine to give her, to put the head upon her, so to speak. We're that divine feminine. Absolutely. Okay. Anyway, I opened that book up, and this was the passage. The inner Christ Jesus grasped the sword of cosmic justice. Blew me away. You see, you can't make that stuff up. Just happening to open a book and you're studying the word sword. So we need swords. You have to know when to lay it down and when to stop. You need to guard yourself, so to speak, so that you have your peace inside. Okay, I'm leaving that. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm about to burn it up. Ellie, will you just pass these out? That's all of them, I think. Are they? Use these. Use what you've got. Just give each a bonus. If I can teach this from rote memory or not, I don't know. Do y'all kind of have something that you can go by? I'm looking for that card. Today I'm an Aries. Somebody shoots a gun, you go off in 25 directions. Because you don't know which way it goes sometimes. But I kind of felt from the beginning that I knew that we were coming together as a group, that we would talk about this, because the scripture is so plain. And it is that intellectual side never goes first. Okay. Here are those mentalities on the north. Turn with me to Numbers. I think I taught some different y'all were here last time. Or I've taught it so much, it's Numbers 2, 2nd chapter. Am I doing something wrong? Y'all are whispering.
No, he's talking about the Bible. Oh. He didn't bring his.
Oh, there's Bibles all over here. Get up and get you one. We're not formal.
Sorry.
I hate formal. Okay. Numbers. It's in my book somewhere. It starts with a second chapter in the first verse. And this is many places. I'm just going to pluck out four or five that I've written down, and even if you want to, you can trace it down. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch his own standard. What is your standard? What were you born under? What is your birth sign? Find that out first, and find out how that connects with the word. If you're an Aries, you're a Gad. There's a tribe to match every constellation, which is awesome, and that gives you a picture of the R's and the R-nots. You know God's got some R-nots. I've been an R-nod plenty of times. So I know how to be an R. I know how to be an R-not, too. That one fits better sometimes. Anyway, with his own standard, knowing what you're of, so to speak, what tribe, what constellation, you could just study it in the constellations, and you would begin to understand your personality a little better. Anyway, they shall pitch with their standard with the ensign of their father's house, far off, about the tabernacle, of the congregation shall they pitch. Okay, it starts out with the east side. Let's see if I have it up here, what I'm going to show you. Keeping in mind that we are four-party in our soul, the east has to do with the emotions. And in this passage it says, send Judah first. That's that emotion that is so deep in you that you've gotten a hold of, that it won't let go of you. You've married that beautiful thing. And as you grow in the Father, his emotion begins to come forth, and others can see it, feel it. Last night we just had a banquet, because that's what we were doing. We connected emotionally, mentally, in every way when we were physical bodies sitting there. Awesome to me. Anyway, there it is. Here's the soul. And you can see the east, north, south, and the west. And this is the camp of the tabernacle. So he's telling them, when you journey, I don't want you to march in the birthing order, because they were not birthed that way. Reuben was birthed first. But God didn't say, send Reuben first. He said, I want you to send Judah first. Which means that has to be born out of a husband-wife relationship that is so meaningful that nobody can touch that but you. It's your special thing between you and the Father. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Nobody has a say about you and that, but you. It's yours. It belongs to you. It was meant for you. He needed a wife. I want to be a good wife, don't you? I love being that wife. It's fun. It's such a covering. It's an awesome thing just to be able to give your whole being to what you know is real and you can connect with on any realm, if you choose. If you choose. Okay. in that passage of scripture, he says, I want you to send Judah first. And that never changes through the rest of the scripture. When they marched, camped, anything they did, Judah went first. That was the order, because that was the order of how you walk. Look inside you and see how you really feel deeply about something. I mean, beyond the anger, beyond the hurt feelings, beyond all those things that we want to go through, have experienced, all of the negative things, and find that emotion that covers and keeps and makes you feel good about yourself. If we don't feel good about ourselves, how can we help anybody else? So, love yourself. Yes, look in the mirror and say, I love you. You are beautiful, 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 beautiful. And don't let anybody tell you anything else. Because that's yours. And your self-image, that image of him within you grows then. Because you can care about you. In that caring, whomever you meet, you'll be able to go the lowest place with them or the highest. Yes. It's not about all the highest, even though. I want a companion. That Holy Ghost will companion you and I. It will hold us when nothing or no one else can hold us. It will understand. It's the most awesome thing. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And we've got that thing. Now, we can't manipulate it. If we could have, we'd have done it this morning. I'm going, okay, Jesus. I got friends like you. I don't need no enemies today. Come on. Get this thing going. What do you want? How do you want it? I want to hear your heartbeat so I can march to that heartbeat. So I can live it out. Not just for me, but whatever I touch in any space of anybody, may it be positive and everlasting. That's the true love and salvation. Caring about others, but yourself first. It must be yourself first, understanding who you are. We're just beginning to really touch that. So that, what makes you tick? Why do I feel that way? I ask questions. What is it? Am I mad somewhere or what? So we start dabbling down there in those low places and looking around to find out what the root of the problem is. And here we have religion saying, come join the church or come to the altar, and Carolyn needs to so bad.
Awesome.
You know, and everything will be cool. What a lie. Everything won't be cool. You start on that journey, and then religion tells you to stop. Don't do this. Make Jesus your personal savior, but they don't mean it. If you do, you'll scare the hell out of them. Because you know something they don't know. You know. And I appreciate religion. Don't think I'm against religion. I'm not. Thank God he used it for stepping stones. For mankind to march through that Piscean age and make it to where we stand today. So we can embrace anybody. Right. If we choose. If we choose. Carolyn said she had a visitation from Rokas. He said the greatest thing that any of us could possess was the power of choice. Make your calling. The scripture says be diligent. Make your calling and your election steadfast. For who? Not the other guy. For me. Convince yourself. You can do this. But only you alone can do this. You cannot get somebody else to be happy for you. to hurt for you. They can be have empathy, of course. So it's a very, it could be a lonely walk, except you just feel the hovering of the Father, just when you need it.
Yes.
I feel that hovering and thinking, which way to go, Master? Which way do you want me to go? I really want to please you. And I don't have to worry about it. Jerry told me a little story this morning about his life and a dream he had. And he thought he didn't have a rear guard. And God had him in his hand anyway and told him, showed him, I'm your rear guard too. Mm-hmm. Those things you don't know about to protect yourself in. Mm-hmm. I go in front of you and behind you.
That's right.
So, we've got it made in the shade, if you know what I mean. Anyway, in this passage, it sends you to first, which is the emotions. And secondly, it's Reuben. Well, Reuben could have had first place. However, you know the scripture well. Reuben decided he wanted his stepmother. Last time I checked, that was incest. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, he took her. And that's rebellion. What he was doing is, Bilhah's name means fear and trembling. Don't we all get there sometime? Googie's playing the piano and this dark thing comes in. She's going, oh my God, what is it and where are you? And she comes to herself and says, Father, I'm yours. It was a spirit that came to her. It wasn't a form even. Folks, we need to be discerning.
That's right.
Discerning. Rightly dividing the word of truth within ourselves. It is there. You're the house of truth.
Yes.
Let's don't lie to ourselves anymore. We don't have to. Anyway, I'm trying to move on. The emotion, you make that connection with that divinity that you are. And then the desire, you say, do I? Practice it in your own personal emotions. You feel a somebody else's emotion or an emotion when you say, I don't want to go there. I know better. I've been there before. And you rate me, you dude. You took me.
That's right.
Absolutely. The scripture says, the man with the maid, if she doesn't cry out, she's stoned with a man. But if the man forces her and she cries out, it's the crying out, Father, save me. I need you in this situation. What is your heart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then she's released. So there are spirits that will force you. When she's sitting there playing that piano, I could see what exactly and feel what she was talking about. That old dark spirit, self-pity or whatever our dude may be. We've all got our little hangy-down things that follow us around. We recognize it and say, hey, I don't have to think that. I don't have to desire that anymore. I mean, after all, it's done raped me all these times, and it just produced abortions, so I don't need to go there. We're still naming our animals in our house. Adam, name every animal, and whatever its nature is, that's whatever you call it, that's what it's going to be. So we're still calling some shots. What is this thing? Well, it smells like a skunk. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, but I don't believe I want to play with it. Do you hear me? So it's a growth process. And we're never alone in this. Just never alone. Okay. And then in this traveling order, we see the wheel. which is the West. We think a thought, we attach a desire to it or not. If we attach a desire, it moves on into the will. The double Taurus has to do with the will of man. The will of man is four-party. And I'm not going to teach on that right now. It takes too long. But anyway, it has to do with the ox. And as we know, outside the gate, you leave all the BS. You do know what that is, don't you? You leave all that outside the gate, and they skin that ox. And he had all of his heels dug in, because he could smell the blood of his predecessor. So what's going to happen to that wheel? It's going to be broken. Awesome. Awesome that it gets broken. And then we see that broken wheel over in Ezekiel 1 and, no, Revelation 4 and 7 talks about these four beasts. The four beasts, the four cherubim. It calls them different things, but it's all the same word. Anyway, lost my train of thought. Okay, Ezekiel 1 and 10 talks about who leads the, shows the face of the camp. And they don't have those faces up here, I'm sorry. But one is a man-faced, that is Reuben. He governs the camp of Reuben, which we're in right now. And there's an ox, if you will look at that face. Man is a four-faced. He's not two-faced like Frankie and Johnny. He's four-faced. Anyway, there's the face of a man, a face of an ox, the face of a lion, praise God, that is Judah, and the face, help me, of an eagle. And, however, the eagle was not true. God assigned the serpent to Dan, and Dan would not have it because of his pride. So he allowed him to adopt the eagle. Okay, wonder why God was showing us from way back then in how we march, is how we think, to not deal with that eagle, not to eat what he says until we have an understanding through our emotion, our desire, and our will. What is this thing before you eat it? Remember Gideon's army. He said, only those that get on their knees and bring the water up to their face, they're always watching for the enemy, the ego. And the ego can be a good thing, but not in the flesh, just to make you look like something wonderful. That's why I'm kind of just so over the preaching thing, because it wants to work with your ego. I've never gotten there yet, but I don't think. Because I've always wanted others to share their part. You've got a part that's so divine, and I need that part to make me whole. I'm not whole without you. Forsake not the assemblings of yourself together, as the manner of some is. As Jerry said, that means a higher assembly. Yeah. As you spiral upward in the Father, in your understanding. Okay. So, here, he says, send Judah first, which we see in the scripture. In Ezekiel 1 and 10, we'll just turn there just for a minute. I need a keeper. It's in my Bible. Somewhere. Okay, let's look at this and see what this order says. Remember, Ezekiel was held captive at the river Chebar. And the Lord began to show him things. He said, I looked and behold, a whirlwind. What happens to you in a whirlwind? You get caught up in all these things. I've been in one before when I was a child. Whirlwind would hit out in Texas because they don't have nothing to stop it out there. Dry, dead some places. And here comes the whirlwind. It'll sting you all over your body so you don't know which way to look or feel. Where's the sting coming from? So he says, I saw a whirlwind. Where is it coming from? Out of the north. What in heaven's name is in your north but your mentalities? We need to shoot that dude. I mean, recognize that thing coming down the road. Where has this mentality taken me before? We don't want that dude anymore. He can't seduce us. Oh, this will make you great and all that stuff. I'm done with that. I want all of us to be the great, the I am. I want all mankind to know how valuable he is. And most of us are spending our time with those in our space to make them know that. Mankind is sick of the putting down and the ugly. Choose the beautiful thing. Choose the happy thing. You can still do that and be honest with yourself. I mean, we all got a backside. We don't want to talk about it, but we have to have one. It has a function. And that's to sit on and shut up. You know. Anyway, let's look at that scripture. I'm going to finally get there. As for the likeness of their faces, what did their image appear to be? And this never changes. They four had the face of a man. That's always Reuben.
Reuben.
Oh, okay. Always Reuben.
Okay.
He was the first one to be birthed. But he was very deceived. And his birth, he had the birthright because he was the firstborn. But he lost that birthright. Actually, he submitted it back to the father, and it became Judas. Aha. Birthright has so much to do with it. Kate does a lot of teaching and studying on the covenants and those things, and boy, do we need to hear that. Each covenant is perfect, wonderful. Like the song we sang, it won't rain on your land if you keep not the feast. Of course. How do you get in the tabernacle? The eastern gate. You don't come through the west. You have to go by way of the lamb. The lamb in your house. Everybody has a lamb in their house that is becoming this dynamic ram. They used battering rams to open things that could not be opened before because that house of I am is strong. Yes, we all live in that house first. Well, Lord, where am I? Oh, the face of a man, the face of the lion. Remember what John said when he saw Jesus? Behold the Lamb of God. I can look at you, Ellie, and say, behold the Lamb of God. It's the lamb in everybody's house. Everybody's got a lamb. Just kill him and eat him. I know you love him. But you got to kill him and eat him. And put the blood on the doorpost of your thinking, your understanding, so that hellish thing can't come through. He said, I'll pass over you if you're painted on your doorpost of your understanding. And that's not just thinking any old way. That everything is God. And it is, in a sense. But everything doesn't minister to me.
That's right.
We talked about vessels of honor and dishonor. What do you want to be? I've seen the dishonor enough. I want to be honorable. not just in Father's sight, my family, my church family, my worship family, mankind. How can we do that if we go around looking like a ding-ding? I mean, take a bath, comb your hair. Easy. Smell good. Whatever. Okay. The face of a man, the face of a lion, and the face of an ox. Oh, my Lord. And I'm not going to teach on that because that has to get changed. But remember, it's an ox here. And on the left side, they four had the face of an eagle. So this is all interchangeable. And I was teaching once, and Johnny stood up. He said, let me do something. He said, that looks like a nice, neat little package. But we're not neat. We're complex. Each of these things has eyes all around it looking, and they intermingle with each other. So it can be very deceptive if we don't watch. Okay. Ezekiel 10. That was the second order that I showed you. The first order was the marching order. This was the order that Ezekiel saw, but it still involved the four and which one was leading. In this order, Reuben was leading, which has to do with the desires. Just watch television and talk to people. Everybody do what you want to. It don't matter about your neighbor. Be ugly. Run around like crazy. Doing ugly things. Don't worry about anybody else. It's all about you. And in a sense, that's true. But we're supposed to flow together here. I thought the army was supposed to not jostle and hurt one another. In that Joel's army I'm talking about, they shall not break their rank. Oh my God, is he military or what? Absolutely. They march in unison. I went to watch Morgan when he graduated from boot camp. I was appalled at what the U.S. military could do with a group of young men that had been wilder than bucks and put them together, and when they marched, you couldn't tell them apart. They marched in unison. They didn't push against one another. They looked so beautiful. I wept for the beauty of the discipline. It's about discipline, and it feels so good. Yes. It feels so good. That discipline is so righteous that it touches every part of everything, everywhere we are. Okay. Be all right if I don't explode. I want to go to the third order. It's Ezekiel 10. Ezekiel sees these same creatures, beings. Actually, it's got to be the soul. The divine feminine. Exodus 10 and 14. He sees these same creatures, but look. And everyone had four faces. I have to get something out for you to see. This is in John 1:13, St. John. The wheels. He talks about the four graduated heights of the wheel, or the lower places of the wheel, and calls their names. He says it's not by the will of you just saying, well, that's in my genetics. I will that to be, because it's in my familiar bloodline. Oh my God, don't use that. It's incest. A lot of things are in our blood we don't want. So yeah, it's in the genes. And I'm trying to get rid of that. I don't want to identify with that anymore. No. I want it to be about his bloodline. Yes. In me. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Or of some fleshy desire, that's a will. You see the stages of the will, the angry bull. I mean, you bring him to the gate. People say, oh, I came willingly. That is a lie, a lie, a lie. We came just like that did, with our heels dug in, because we knew what was about to happen. We was going to lose that covering we was under and be stripped and cut apart for sacrifice. The ox is the sacrifice of the priest. And you know who you are. You priest, you. You priest, you. You're each a priest of your house. Anyway, nor is it of the will of man, but born of the will of God. Okay, let's look back at this. Do you see the changes? This bull goes through a taming. He becomes a broken one. I'll show you that one in a minute. And now I'm going to read this one. It becomes a seraphim, not a naked baby. Cherubims, they want to say they look like. A little cherub looks like a naked baby. Forget it. Okay. Everyone had four faces. The first face was that of a cherub, or seraphim. Who was it talking to me about? Was it you in Isaiah 6? Let's look at Isaiah 6 real quick. My mind is overloading my mouth. The 6th chapter. Okay. This is the same story that I'm talking. All these stories are the same allegories if you just look at them as pertaining to who you are inside. In the year that King Uzziah died, he was syphilis ridden. The ego, the carnal mind. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw my Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his entire train filled my temple. You know what I'm getting to? Listen. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings to cover my face, my Connie image, and to cover my feet, deny my walk. And the other 2 are for ascending, flying. So we deny our walk and we deny our image for him so we can be a part of his temple. Okay. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And it is, beloved. We're part of that glory that we're bringing to mankind. Do you know how vital you are in this hour to the economy of the Father, of Jesus Christ the Savior? You're his. You belong to him. You're bought with a price. You can't buy or sell me, and I mean that. No. Anyway. And verse 4 says, and the post of the door, Jesus saying, let me out. Move the post. The 4 posts, what are they? But what else? The mind, emotions, will, and desires. That soul thing has to move. It has to grow. And you're so capable. He equips you to grow. I mean, do you get out there and plant a seed and stand there saying, grow, grow, grow?
You mean that doesn't work?
You know it's going to grow. If you plant potatoes, they're going to be potatoes. You can't plant anything and expect to reap something else. That's stupid. But we've done that. Anyway, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Oh, let me get to it. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims. What was he? A seraphim. He was no longer looked anything like that ox. His will is totally ascended to Father. What do you want today? What do you want? How do I march? Well, today, dude, you're going to take up the cross of mutual. You're going to march on that changing cross today. Now, maybe tomorrow it gets fixed, which is that dualistic thingy. Or maybe it'll be that cardinal cross. Praise God for that one. Because we know how to be on that cross. Are you crucified in time and space? Of course you are. We all are crucified on the cross of time and space. That's where we're living this minute. And man has been since Calvary and before. Jesus was the nixus in time, just to show us. He was the one that made it. All those other things, you can dabble in them if you like. I don't think so. That's not the straightest route for me. Yet I show you a more excellent way. We can do this. We can do it. We can do it together. There's enough love in this place to set off a nuclear bomb. That's how much love flows between us. Just looking in each other's eyes. Awesome. My grandsons. I'm going. My baby girl. All of you. Looking in Jolene's blue eyes this morning. And we didn't have to talk. You don't have to even talk about it. It's just deep-rooted, thank God, and there. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. I know I'm gotten way off, oh God. Sixth verse. Then flew one of those seraphims unto me with a having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. If this was natural, you would run. And he laid it up on my mouth. He wants us to talk different. Before Rochus passed, I had a dream. In the dream, he came in our bedroom. Johnny and I were sleeping in the bed. And I knew it was Rochus, but he looked so different. And it was spirit. And he said, no, he got in the bed with me and put his arm around my waist like the brother he was. He said, he began to talk in my ear, this ear. And he said, I'm going to teach you a new language. And he would say a word, and I would say it. That's that language we're learning right now. We're learning that unknown tongue. I can speak in other tongues. Or I can ride in them. But can I be that real unknown tongue of love that bridges everything? It's a bridge. Who was it talking about this place they went? They used to have to go by ferry.
Joe.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. Thank you for that thought. It's beautiful. But now it's become a bridge. So we are serving a Father in this time. People like Rochus that went by way of the grave. And we can walk up and down up on him, so to speak, to get us there into those realms we don't understand. That we've forgotten about and we needed to forget about him. He wanted us to walk in this earth and be that witness. We wanted to come here so bad that we said, Father, send me.
Yes,
I want to go. Let me manifest. so that I can tell my story to others of how beautiful you are. Did Jesus leave his glory? Of course. Are we leaving our glory? Yeah. This is a greater glory here. He has a companion. He has a wife. Someone he can fellowship with. It's a wonderful thing. Lord, what time is it? Okay, one more scripture. Revelation 4. And let's read 6. I used to read this stuff and be scared to death. Because I came through the eyes of the church, you know. Jesus is going to come before daylight. And a little girl, the moon would get red and big. And I'd think, oh my God, are you coming tonight? I ain't ready. And my husband says, if you're getting up a load, I'm not quite ready to go right now. Like we're going somewhere anyway. Anyway, and before the throne, there was a sea of glass. A sea of mirrors. That we walk upon, that mirrors our walk. It's not something fanciful or euphoric. It's your daily life. You walk every day on a mirror. Okay. There was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts. But if you study the word beast, it goes back to cherubim, seraphim, mostly cherubim. Anyway, it's the same word. They were full of eyes before and behind, because that mind is always working, that emotion is always circling. That desire is always working. It's got eyes everywhere. Who could want more than man? Who? What? We want everything. We don't know what not to want. Anyway, and there were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first beast was like a lion, sin due to first. Good grief. The second beast is like a calf. What have we here? Do you see this calf? All right. When I was a little girl, my grandfather had bulls and animals and cows, and I could lay my face up against that little white face calf and kiss him and hold him. But I don't think you can quite do that to that dude. Do you see the difference? And when we get here, there's none at all. I don't have an agenda. I hate them. But we need them. We need some order. Every man in his own order. And we're in a high order, people. I'm telling you, we are. It's weighty. It humbles us to be where we are. That we could know where we are. When I know who I am, I'll know who you are. The unveiling of myself, I will shine as a star. And that's how it works. I'm wore out. Does somebody else want to share? Have something to say?